Au Pre was busy when we arrived. Friday night was hopping in our small town. Shane had picked me up in his beat-up red pickup truck, the same one he had bought with his own money at 17. Old and decrepit then, it wasn't much better now. The cracked black leather seats squeaked when you sat on them, and the dusty smell of old motor oil permeated the vehicle, no matter how many air fresheners were used to try and cover the scent. It didn't smell bad, though. To me, it smelled like home and comfort. Blaze was meeting us, but hadn't shown up yet, so we cozied ourselves into a center booth and watched some early dancers mosey around the floor while munching on hot fried pepperoni and tater tots. I sipped my cider, happy to be relaxing in familiar territory. The oak wood floors shone through years of wear, shiny scuffs all over the deeply grooved treads. Hand-carved maple tables held large beer glasses and red plaid table runners with mini ski-themed centerpieces. Black globe pendants with soft yellow light hung down at various lengths across the beams of the white-painted pine ceiling. The booths had deep red and black vinyl seats with matching plaid seat cushions. It was a unique mix of rustic lumberjack with high-end finishings, and it was elegant and as cozy as a cabin all in one. I loved it here. "I thought Blaze would be here by now," I mused, snatching the last piece of pepperoni before the hungry bear could take it first. I grinned wickedly as I popped it into my mouth, lips opening to taunt him with a final morsel of deliciousness.
"Asshole,"
Shane muttered as he took another sip of his beer. Looking at his watch, he took note of the time.
"Yeah, he really should be. I'll send him a text."
He grabbed his phone from the end of the table. We had a no phones rule when we were out, and glanced over at me.
"Are you on the prowl tonight? You look gorgeous, Snow."
I smiled at the compliment. I did look good tonight. Taking his upping my game joke to heart, I had taken my time to get ready this evening. My shoulder-length brown hair was swept up in a loose bun, auburn highlights glowing in the tendrils around my face. I had put on some mascara and a sparse ring of eyeliner around my light blue eyes, with a smidgen of gold eyeshadow to make the green flecks around my irises shine. I forewent any concealer or foundation to allow my natural freckles along my upper cheeks and nose to come out. I had finished with a neutral pink lipstick, silver dangly earrings, a silver blouse, tight black skirt, and black calf-length boots completed the look.